I would have no hair on my face, my head, my eyebrows, no hair. And that would be my look. And maybe have my teeth taken out. How bad do you want to get hurt? Because the thick is going to hurt you anywhere it hits you. Hit you in the head, arm, knee. You know, it's hard to recover from the stick. Hey, take a fucking number and I'll be out in a minute. I said, take a fucking number. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Boogeyman. I didn't know it was you out here. Well, what do you think's up for the playoffs, Boogeyman? I bet you won all those four games. And the one last night, too. I don't remember the Boogeyman losing. Fuck. 19-year-old kid comes out here and kicks fucking Alabama. Shit. Give Bama me, my ass.
Give me a beer, Bama.
I'm telling you, they'll Bama you up.
Boy, they put a whooping on them last night.
Oh, hurt them like fucking babies.
Oh, that legacy for Alabama went down.
Shit. Which one of you guys going to the NFL?
NFL. Maybe that 19-year-old.
Yeah. They talked that motherfucker, man, 25 mil.
Ooh.
They're saying, you know, they got that fucking rule. You got to be 21, I think, to play
right
in the NFL.
Or whatever and, it is. It's either 20 or 21.
I think it's, I don't know, it's one of those two. Mm. And he ain't old enough.
That's right.
I mean, you may look good one night, but shit. They'd kill him in, Cleveland would kill him. The Raiders would kill him. Fuck.
You think he's going to be an NFL quarterback, or he's just going to be...
You never know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, fuck, you know, you look good one night. Hey, look at Mark Sanchez. USC. Shit.
Or Matt Leiner.
Oh, help me. Yeah, they're real good.
Yeah, they're talking on TV now.
Can you hand me that toilet paper? It's going to wipe my ass.
You remember that one with Matt Leiner and Vince Young when USC played Texas?
Hey, and look at Vince Young. Yeah.
What happened?
He's standing next to RG3 in that fucking Hall of Fame picture. Along with that guy that played with the Raiders. Number two.
Number two, Mr. Russell?
Number two. Shit.
Drinking that scissor.
You know what they said about him? He didn't want to get hit.
Well.
What the fuck you doing here?
You came to the wrong place.
Yeah, you're lucky you ain't playing hockey, bitch.
You know, if he could skate, maybe he'd be a better hockey player than football.
I don't know, man. I think I'd rather take a shot from the linebacker than from the stick.
And land on ice.
Fucking stick. Give me a break. You know, I mean, how bad do you want to get hurt? Because the stick is going to hurt you anywhere it hits you. Hit you in the head, arm, knee. You know, it's hard to recover from the stick.
It'll lay you out.
Oh, mercy.
You know who kind of need a big stick right now? Is the Warriors.
Oh, man.
Is Boogie going to be that stick?
Boogie better come up and be that stick.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if they don't win, will there be a shakeup on that team? I can maybe three to get to play in that new stadium.
One of them's Curry.
Yeah. So now there's only two left. Shit.
You know, Boogie, though, he's a good player.
He better be. Or he won't play next year.
They need him right now.
They need him now.
You know? They're in a little bit of a, hey, we're not the Warriors anymore. I I think maybe the league's caught up.
You know what's killing the Warriors? They don't have the bench no more like they used to have.
And Draymond can't shoot.
Not this year. What the fuck? There's him and Thompson, man. What the fuck happened between you two?
We need one of you to start hitting some threes.
Someone's got to give it up.
Draymond just passes it. He don't even shoot no more. And the other teams just let him stand there all day long. But you know what? Boogie demands a double team to stop that guy. If you don't double team him, he's going to go right down your throat.
It'll be good. It's going to be good.
You don't get the nickname of the Boogie.
Oh, he's got to be a little, you know, nasty.
Right. He is nasty, you know.
He's like the enforcer.
He's going to be coming in, knocking on that door.
Oh, shit. Don't come down the paint, bitch.
You ain't going to make it to tomorrow.
Don't come down the paint.
Boogie's over here.
Man, you'll be going home with a new grill.
I love it, huh?
It's great, dude. It's always cool. I mean, we're sort of a little change up here. We're in San Francisco doing this, you know, which is cool.
We're at the Austin Press studio.
At the Austin Press house, not the studio.
Oh shit, ain't the studio?
This ain't the studio,
dude. Man, I'm at the Austin Press place, man, and there's some wicked shit everywhere here.
It's pretty impressive.
You know, you got picture frames that look 3D. You got candles, shit. You got sticks in the bathroom.
I mean, it's...
You know, you got some
unique.
Everything on every table.
The only thing we don't have is fucking cable. But everything else. But hanging out here with the cat for a week.
Yeah, how's the cat treating you?
That cat's doing okay now.
Causing any trouble?
Not now. She's pretty cool. You know? I mean, I've been watching this cat probably for about 10 years. This ain't the first time I've come and stayed at my daughter's house, you know.
How many more lives does that cat have?
I don't know, man. That motherfucker could be running out. I'd be thinking, he's got to be close to that 9. But the city, it's neat, you know, and you got everything here, you know, everything, fuck.
I mean, literally, everything.
Yeah, everything. I mean, you don't have to worry about starving. Don't have to worry about drinking. Shit. And there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of one in the kitchen of different party favors. Oh, man.
Shit.
Life is good. Life is good. So, who do you pick in the Super Bowl? Is it Colts or is it LA?
Well, I think we have to roll with the Colts as a dark horse.
I do too.
You know, that's our Andrew Luck.
I agree with that.
They started off 1-5.
Dude, they're on fire.
They had a great defense. You know,
hey, they're the only one that scored more than 2 touchdowns.
That's true. Fucking touchdown deficit.
What the fuck?
It was bad. No one could score. You know, but you know, this week you're going to be playing in with New England, Kansas City, and Mahomes. The Saints go marching in, and you're going to also have.
You think Dallas is going to beat the Rams?
And the Rams. The greatest show on turf, but we're not on turf no more, but we're still the greatest show.
But they're wearing those white horns.
Those horns go back a long way, don't they?
Those white horns, man.
No, Dallas ain't going to beat the Rams. You're talking about McVay?
I think that...
Todd Gurley?
They're going to stick those
Aaron
horns.
Donald? Come on.
Put that hurt on them.
Dallas don't have a snowball chance in hell.
Nope. Hey, listen to this now. What color will the horns be next week?
They're not going to be white?
They're white. They got 3 colors.
Okay.
Listen to this. The original's white.
Okay.
They got that yellow. And when they moved to St. Louis, the greatest show on turf.
That's right.
What color did they change the horns to?
Blue?
Fuck no.
What?
Gold.
Ooh.
if you could find something back in that day with the gold horns, that's like finding the fucking golden fleece.
That's when Kurt Warner came out of that grocery store.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
He came out and he, would they have Marshall Faulk?
What do you want, bag or plastic or paper?
You want me double bag that for you? Shit. He was bad, dude.
Hey, he was a gunslinger.
And you know, Marshall Faulk was no, he was a badass football player.
Oh, man.
He was the Todd, you know, Todd Gurley kind of plays a Marshall Faulk role, but he was bad. I remember those days, dude.
Well, that's when they wore, and you know what? They even changed the blue to like a navy blue, almost like the color. UC Berkeley blue is almost a black blue.
Now they're back in that shithole in LA. What the fuck?
Oh, dude, have you seen that new building they're building for them?
No, they got one in the works.
Oh, fuck, dude, it's stunning.
It's going to put the Raiders to shame.
It's going to be a challenge. You know what it is? Is this guy that owns him, fuck, it's not, how many billions do you have? Well, I got 50. Well, I got 75. So, you know what? I think mine's going to be a little bit better. I'm going to have cable.
Time out.
Fuck, dude. That's my best fucking friend.
How long you been doing the corn cob?
Dude, for a long time. You know what I always looked at it? Because sometimes in the earlier days, I get, you know, sometimes you step over the limit.
Occasionally,
yeah. See, there's 7 days a week. The good chance there's five. What's your name? Well, my name's Tommy. Fuck. So you lose things. You know, things don't mean, you know.
I hear
you. So I said, man, that corn cob pipe's only like, fuck, back then, like 99 cents.
Probably not even that much.
I said, shit.
How much is it today?
Oh, fuck. Well, I get them online. My daughter gets them for me.
Yeah, not
dude,
you.
Dude, listen, man. I remember buying zigzags for 9 cents.
Ooh.
Fucking A, dude. 9 cents.
The liquor store?
At Thrifty's.
There was no internet. You order them off of.
Yeah, that was at Thrifty's, man. 9 cents. I was going through some of my shit, you know, a while back, and I found one pack that was 11 cents. You know, but it was great.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Put a little of that. The corn cob never fit. How many buy you a year?
A corn cob?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what? That corn cob we're smoking out of?
Yeah.
It's probably about 8 years, probably about 7 years old.
I can't think of anything I've had for 7 years.
Dude, I had two of them, and I gave one to my daughter. She's the one that got, in fact, I told her, when you get back from Kansas City, or not Kansas City, Oklahoma, I said, what the fuck? What's it like in Oklahoma today? She says, Dad, the fucking sun's out, the birds are out. It's, you know, really nice.
What do you remember Oklahoma as?
You know, today, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
What about back in the day?
Back in the day, I went through Oklahoma a couple times, through the panhandle.
Pretty flat?
66. It's not so much flat, it's just a different, it's, there's nothing in between nothing.
What about Kansas City?
Nothing in between nothing.
Again?
Where the fuck are you at? Man, fuck, there's nothing here. Kansas City, though, I spent some time there. I spent like a week there.
Mm.
You know, went by Arrowhead. You know, I stayed downtown. I was down by where they had the farmer's market, by where the, you know, their main highway in and in, out the freeway. And every morning I'd get up and I'd walk a mile and a half to two, it's probably about almost 2 miles to the studio. that where my daughter had her art, they were showing her art.
That's right.
And it was downtown. And I mean, it was, you know, what I have to say about Kansas City, this is, you know, been some time back. There wasn't shit there and it was gone broke. I think that fucking city now is broke. The fuck? What do you want to live in Kansas City for? I met this one guy. He said, you know why you live here? If you fly anywhere out of the United States, you fly to New York or fly to California, it's only like $99 because you live in the middle of the airwaves or airports. But I said, man, there ain't shit here.
It's one of those flyover states.
Hey, man. The biggest thing in there was the Wizard of Oz. Ooh. And Hallmark cards.
Other than that?
Dude, other than that, this studio that my daughter was in, I can't think of the name of the studio I know, but the Hallmark family owned that studio. Dude, I met the daughter of the daughter, the grand or the grandma of Hallmark, you know.
Miss Hallmark?
Yeah, dude, it was pretty impressive, you know. Went to Kansas City, the college. I don't know if that's the one, the Blue Jays. And Kim gave this speech on art and shit.
Wow.
You know, that was, it was pretty trippy, you know. And it was all for free.
Well, that's,
that was the best part.
That's my motto.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's for free?
Hey, I like flying for free.
You know.
But that was, you know, Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know. I mean,
what do you think about Kansas City Chiefs?
Dude, I'll tell you, man.
They're going to lose Indy?
Are they going to lose the Indy? That's the bet. That's the game that I want to watch.
The most.
The most.
Because Mahomes, too, he's excited.
Oh, man.
You know, if Indy does lose, we're going to go for Kansas City with Mahomes. Because.
Got to.
That's our dark horse. We stick with our dark horse, but Kansas City's our number two. They're fun to watch.
Oh, man.
You remember that game when they played the Rams? Jared Goff was supposed to be in Mexico, and they said, hey, the field's not good enough to make our over and under, so we're going to go play in L.A. And sure enough, they scored 100 points, over 100.
They should have made that in a neutral spot, unless the game was planned as.
Well, I think
whoever,
I think L.A. lost a home game, so that's what.
When they play out of the country,
kind of how the Raiders are going to be next year.
they're really out. But you got to give up like if you're the home team, but it's supposed to be that in that day, then when you come back, you get to play at home.
So check this out. I went to an In-N-Out Burger right by San Francisco Airport yesterday, right there in Burlingame or. I don't know, right there, whatever it is, right next to the airport. I don't know what. Anyways, whole bunch of Alabama people wearing hats and jackets, and they were all talking with accents. And I was like, hey, you guys going to the game? They're all, hell yeah. And I was like, oh, cool, you know, whatever. And they're like, yeah, you know, for whatever reason, tickets went down to $50, you know.
No one's going.
And they're like, you know, this is a national championship game. How come no one's going to this game? We paid a lot of money to travel all the way from Birmingham, Alabama, wherever they came from, you know? And I was like, well, you know, out here, we don't really care about college football, you know?
Hey,
there's a lot of other things going on, you know?
We got fucking Disneyland.
So anyways, they're over there, and I could hear them talking. They're like, I've never had an In-N-Out Burger. I'm like, oh, you're in for a surprise. Because In-N-Out Burger's the shit, you know? And, you know, every time my wife has somebody come from Mexico, we always stop at In-N-Out Burger. First stop.
In-N-Out.
You know, we're going to. But anyways, so they're over there, and people were all walking in, and they all started yelling at each other, roll, Tide, roll.
Yeah.
That tide stopped rolling real quick.
Fuck,
when they saw those Clemson Tigers. Or what are they? Are they the Tigers?
They're the Tigers.
They are the
guy's
Tigers?
A fucking elephant, man. You know, Alabama's an elephant.
I thought they're the Tide.
Well, they're called the Tide, but their mascot is the Elephant.
Kind of like the Oakland A's.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, dude, they're a fucking elephant.
You know? I always thought you should have a badass, like, you know, a panther.
Oh, man.
Cobra, jaguar, like gladiator, bears, tiger.
Look at Stanford, a fucking oak tree.
A tree.
What the fuck? Did you see that thing? I guess it was about 3 years ago. Maybe, you know what? It could have been maybe 4 years ago. The tree was getting fucked up and getting out there on the field sort of going a little crazy.
Oh, he had a little too much?
Oh, fuck. He started fighting the other mascot, jumping on him and shit. And he sort of got fired.
You know, I worked at Stanford for a little while. You know what's cool on campus? Was they had some bars just hanging around there. We'd have to work, you know, stop by over there and have a beer. And they were right there on campus. And it was cool. You know, there's a lot of trees everywhere. But yeah, that ain't cool mascot. You know, there's some funny ones like the horned frogs. There's,
Shit, man.
You know, I like the beavers. Oregon beavers State, cool. You know. But the ducks, I mean, would you want to be a duck?
I don't know.
A duck. You're not very, like...
You're not intimidating. Scary.
No.
You're not scary. You're not a bulldog.
Right. Or
shit, man. The gladiator dude. I like the gladiator. USC, man.
Oh, the Trojan?
The Trojan. Yeah. Man. What the fuck? Or, who's gonna fuck with me?
Or even the San Jose State Spartans. Michigan State, too. There's Spartans, too.
Those guys,
you know. But a duck?
A duck.
Or like...
I mean, the bear's pretty cool.
A bear, you know, yeah. Or a tiger, or a jaguar. Or
something that might scare you.
Panther, or... let's see. Who else they got over there? That's what the cows, the bears.
Yeah. They got a cool one.
Alabama Tide. What do they call themselves?
They're fucking... They're an elephant.
An elephant. That's like the Oakland Athletics.
A fucking elephant.
You know, they have an elephant too. Nobody wants no elephant. What are you going to do?
Oh, that's why Finley, when he bought that motherfucker, they had an elephant. So what is he bringing in for another mascot? The elephant's there. Hey, you're born with a fucking elephant.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. You know, you're born with an elephant. Now, I own the fucking team. So I'm going to bring my mascot in. What did he bring in?
A snake? What?
Fucking jackass.
What the fuck?
A fucking jackass.
A donkey?
Yeah, same thing.
I
don't know. I don't know if the donkey's taller than the jackass or the jackass is taller than the donkey. But they're sort of the same blood.
So who owns the team now?
Oh, I don't know.
He sold it, though?
Oh, he got out of sports. He sold the ice hockey team.
What did he own?
He owned... Oakland had an ice hockey team.
In the NHL?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they called?
I don't even remember. No shit. I don't remember.
Oh.
But Philly had that and had the Oakland A's. And he could have been the first owner to probably could have won 4 World Series in a row and sold the team up for money.
Were they close?
Duh.
Winning the World Series 4 times in a row?
Yeah, dude. They were real close. That was in probably 72, 73.
Mm.
Mother's Cookies. I was working at Mother's Cookies when the A's were kicking ass and taking names of Reggie Jackson, Raleigh Fingers, and they were in the playoffs and the World Series. And you could have went over there and got a ticket that day for the game because it didn't sell out. That's not fucking Oakland.
Ooh.
Why the fuck would... I don't understand why I'd even want to even stay here. You know.
The A's are the last ones left.
They if they don't get that new stadium, they're gone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And today, there's no more new teams. What you get is what you see. And once they leave, if you think Billy Bob's coming back to town, no, no, no. Who wants to play down in that broken down hole? Mm. You know? Who wants to play basketball? You know what that arena's good for? To have a concert in it. That's all it's good for.
It's right off the freeway.
Ice hockey, maybe, occasionally.
But probably not.
Probably not. You know? But that's, you know, I mean...
You watch any hockey lately?
No.
Any highlights?
One good thing over here, I ain't got no TV to watch that shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't wait to get back to that ESPN.
Oh, yeah?
Shit. It's fun. I enjoy it. You know, how long can you watch something before somebody wants to kick somebody's ass? I know if you were leaning on me for about 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes, hey, what the fuck is 5 minutes? I can catch my breath, put this stick on the side of your fucking your head, and it happens.
See somebody lose a tooth?
Oh, a couple.
Maybe if you see a few punches get thrown.
I mean, I think the funny part is, when I become skating up to you, I wouldn't have no gloves on.
Right.
By the time I got to you...
What is violence?
Yeah, what is violence? There ain't nothing in the handbook says about what is violence. So?
The rules kind of tell me what I'm going to do.
Hey, something that somebody has to do.
So,
don't cry about it.
I don't want to hear it.
Don't cry about it.
I'm not going to feel bad either.
I mean, it comes down to one or two things. Either I'm going to kick your ass... or you're going to kick my ass. And that's the name of the game.
What's the most likely situation, scenario?
I'm hoping I'm 15 more pounds than you that I fucking knock you out.
That's the only thing I do.
I hate you more.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I got one job, and that's it. And I'm going to fuck you up. And I don't even give a fuck what you do to me. Because...
I opened that envelope, and there was quite a few Franklins in there. And it had your name on it. Did that Franklin. And I think, if I go back to my locker, there might be another one in there. So number 12. Fuck. I mean, they should have told you that in the rule book.
And don't feel bad.
And don't feel bad because I'm doing my job like you're trying to do your job. Everybody's got a job.
You're paid to do something, aren't you?
Yeah, and you just didn't do it.
Yeah. So don't blame me.
Yeah, it's part of the job.
I'll be here next week.
Oh, shit, I'll see you. And their season's almost up.
They're just a little over halfway, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's funny because... they don't get a whole lot of air time.
We'll have to check in with Dave.
Yeah. You know? Dave will know.
He'll know. He'll know the record.
You know what's funny, though? Because I think the Sharks were in first place or something.
Yeah, they usually are. They're usually close. Yeah. They usually make the playoffs. They got a good... You know, I've gone to Sharks games, and there's a lot of Sharks fans. If you walk around San Jose, there's a lot of Shark bars.
Personally, myself, I hope they do make it. Because they're... a Bay Area, whatever, you know, they're California.
And it'd make Dave happy.
It'd make a lot of people happy.
You know, but at least somebody we know.
Yeah.
Because that's the only person I know that watches hockey.
I know a couple other people, but, you know, it'd make him happy. And then, and fuck, you never know what's going to happen.
But we're going to the game.
Dude.
Mr. Daniels is going with us, too.
Shit, we'd have to bring him in with us.
And we're gonna be looking for fights, actually.
I think to hear the bodies slam up against that glass.
You're right behind that glass.
Oh, fuck.
What is violence?
You know, what is... I mean...
I'm just gonna take this stick... I'm going to skate up to you, and I'm going to slam your fucking head right up against that glass. And no one's going to give a fuck or do anything about it.
No one. Because you know what? If they do, I'm going to do it to you too. I mean, I swear to God, if I went in there, you know what I'd do, dude? I wouldn't have no hair on my face, my head, my eyebrows, no hair. And that's how, that would be my look. And maybe you have my teeth taken out. So when I'm looking at you, no teeth, no hair, what the fuck? I can always put teeth in after the game. But I go in there wanting to hurt you. And don't give a fuck about that fucking black thing on the ground.
Fuck that thing, dude. That thing, I don't even know how that thing works. I mean, did you guys bring it today?
Or what is that? What is that? Is that the radio?
Shit, can I play me a podcast?
Something. But you know what, though, ice hockey fans? I'm always your friend. Honest to God. You know, it's not my fault that your sport is it a sport? I mean, it's a sport if you want to hurt someone.
And I give you credit. It is violence.
You know, so that's the best part.
So you guys get 5 minutes, you know.
But is it really a sport? Shit. I guess learning to skate's a sport. Because it'll take no one to learn how to fucking jack somebody up. I can do that in San Francisco with no skate. As long as I got that fucking stick.
Those are the rules of hockey, though. They make sure you gotta skate. That is clear. It's clear they set the parameters. If you can't skate, you're not playing this game.
That's too bad.
But if that's all you need to learn, that's all you need to learn.
You're skating.
No.
You're skating. But the Colts.
Ooh, Andrew Luck.
Telling you,
they're gonna take out our boy Mahomes. Though that's a tall order. That's not gonna be. That's not gonna be easy.
I think that's gonna be.
You know what? I like Rivers' chances too. You know why? There's this. You know they're going to New England. They got to go to Foxborough, and they got a tall order. Okay, it's gonna be a challenge. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. Okay, I know that, but. He hasn't been there since 2007. And when the last time he played in there, he had a torn ACL. He played on that torn ACL. And he played with everything he had. So he's been waiting 11 years to get his shot. And they probably have a pretty close record to those motherfuckers, if not a better one. They have a good record. They're a good team.
Their record is better.
They are, right? Yeah. And Rivers... This is like, you know, he's past his halfway point.
Hey, there ain't no next year.
And he's got a good squad. He's got a good squad. There ain't no next year. He's one of those quarterbacks who you're not going to outthink Rivers. You know.
Well, in the same way across, though. True. Whose defense is going to be the better?
Yeah, but I think Rivers is going to want it more. And I think he's got what it takes. And he's been waiting for this moment. And certain people rise to the occasion, and they come out.
So does Brady.
So does Brady. That's why it's the tallest order you can ask. Brady. Hey, you gonna go to Brady's house? You gonna beat him in his Foxborough? No, you're not. No one else has ever done it.
You haven't done it in many years.
Philip Rivers. Hey, where do you play? Yeah, nobody knows. Is it San Diego? Man. Is it L.A.? Do you have a home game? Every game's on the road. Star. Every game's on the road for Rivers. They don't have no home.
I mean,
they're playing in the Rams' house.
It's going to be something.
But then you got Nick Foles. What the fuck is that guy? He got magic in his fucking bones or what?
I mean, that guy, you know what? Who's the leader on the team? Who's the leader? Hey, you may get me to the doors, but this motherfucker's opened the door. Who's the leader? If you walked in there, who do you think those players are going to say? We got this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. Who's going to take us to the pearly gates?
St. Nick.
St. Nick, man. He's going to take him to the pearly gates. Dude, if that bumfucker would have kicked that field goal before halftime, Seattle would have won.
What bumfuck are you talking about?
Oh, fuck. That ex-Raider player?
Janikowski?
I'd get rid of his ass.
Oh.
Take him away from the peanut bar.
Hey, does that guy look like he cares?
It looks like he's been in and out a few times.
Well, it seemed like he'd be smoking a cigarette in the middle of his kick.
Oh, man. I mean, that was... But you never know. You never, never know, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like that quarterback, Dak Prescott?
Not really. I think he fumbles too much.
Yeah. Is he kind of... He kind of leans on Zeke a little bit.
Well, you got to. You should.
You should.
I mean, fuck Zeke, man. He's your running back. He's your bread and butter, dude.
He's not the problem.
He's not. I mean, who do you blame? You got the only guy you can really blame, because he's the guy that's sort of holding the ball, is the quarterback. You don't hear the fullback, running back, center throwing the ball down the field.
Hey, man, it's going to be interesting this weekend.
I'm telling you.
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be so fucking cool. I mean, who do you say? Colts? KC.
I'm going to go with the Colts, dude. First, the Saints.
The Saints?
You're not going to beat Drew Brees in his dome.
Nope, not at all. They don't lose there. And the Rams ain't gonna lose.
The Rams, they gotta go to New Orleans.
That's next week.
Cause that Saint Nick magic is in the story.
Hey.
You're coming to the Saints are marching in.
Can lightning strike twice? Philadelphia? Nope.
In the story. In the story. How's that gentleman working out for you?
Oh, man, I love it.
Oh.
I love it.
What the fuck, right?
It's, it goes down easier and easier.
That's what she said.
Shit. She might have said that. Fuck. Everyday's people, man. Fuck. Tell you, dude, so fucking cool. So fucking cool, man.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, man? You know? I mean, it's... And everyday's people, man. Shit. Every day.
You never think what you think.
That's it. I'll see you when I see ya.